Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Grant Nanny Radio Program right here on 106.7. The Fan, no GP. Yes, Toby, he's in and hanging. I ask you this, radio audience. What are you doing to protect your family's assets? As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morad can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. A reminder, a gentle reminder, your chance to win Adam Sandler tickets. Whoop-a-dee-doo! At 6 p.m., we will do that for you before we get you the leadoff because the Nats have another game today. And we'll probably be in the middle of our wheel spin for a member of the Local 53. So that is our plan for later on. Also, you heard Tobes in his update talk about this mysterious reveal. It's still supposed to be known or it's not known. Maybe it's known, but one company reported it, but Washington didn't in their Twitter account. I don't know. We'll get into some of the uniform stuff that may be unveiled soon. What you also heard in Toby's update, something that I don't like. I'm bummed about this. So our very own J.P. Finlay, John Paul Finley, Jorge Posada Finley, Jasper Parnevik Finley.
Oh, that's a golf reference.
Thank you. James Pierce Finley.
Okay. Juan Pierre?
Juan Pierre Finley. Tweeted, shout out J.P., the following. Commanders announced 6 training camp days for fans. Open practices for all fans on July 27th, 29th, August 2nd, season ticket members on July 28th, July 31st, and August 4th. So, I love the Harris Ownership Group, okay? I do. I am a rational, reasonable human being. Because I'm a sentient human being, I get how much better this is than before. They are awesome. I love this. I don't know if this is a Josh Harris, Mitch Rales thing. I don't know if this is a Dan Quinn thing. I don't know if it's an Adam Peters thing. I don't know if it's a PR thing. I don't know who to be mad at. But to this, I say boo. I say boo to this. I wish there were more days. I understand that season ticket holders, and they're trying to encourage season tickets. They're a business, and I get what they're doing. I get that the season ticket holders, Tobes, have 6 different practices they can go to. My view on this, and I know it's not easy, that doesn't mean we shouldn't be doing something. To me, you need more. You are still in a friend-raising phase. You're still in a building phase with this fan base. Last year was awesome. I had fun, too. I want to have more fun. I love you guys. You're doing so much right. This, to me, is a miss. And again, I don't know who to blame, so I don't want to speak out of school and say, Harris is being selfish. I have no idea if it's his call or not. I don't know where the buck stops with open practices. It may be a Dan Quinn thing. I don't know. I want more. They're on the low end of where pro teams, or where the NFL teams, rather, have in terms of access in those deals. And for fans, that's a big deal, especially for folks that can't necessarily afford or are able do, you know, throw money in the coffers to go to all the games.
Yeah, I mean, you hear so many people, fans that'll call in, especially when Doc or B-Mitch is on and they're talking about, hey, I saw you up in Carlisle, or I saw you playing at training camp and I got to talk to you and I got an autograph or whatever it may be. I interacted with you, and I get that they're not going anywhere. They're just in Ashburn. Maybe this is different if they're down in Richmond again or if they're going somewhere else, wherever it may be. But I feel like from my time going down to spring training and seeing this with the Nationals and having been able to cover a couple of training camps, you see the difference in the players from regular season to preseason to training camp and spring training and being able to have the interactions. And it's so meaningful because for so many people, just speaking for myself, I never went to training camp growing up, and being a fan of the team and watching, they seem larger than life. Right, they seem like people that you could never have the opportunity to meet, and they're the coolest thing ever. And having the ability to see them in an environment where they're humanized, where it feels like you can personally interact, even if you never talk to the guy, right? Even if you never shake Jaden Daniels' hand, if you went to training camp and he's walking by and he high-fives someone 30 feet away from you, it feels like he's more personal to you than he ever was before. And I think that's missing. And maybe it's just they don't love the setup with where they're at in Ashburn. And I think it can be a little bit of a nuisance with the fans there and the way that everything works. But they need to figure it out, in my opinion, that you open more than just the three practices to the general public. Because you're right. I mean, season ticket holders, they can go to those three practices as well as the three that are exclusively for the season ticket holders. But it feels like there needs to be more open, because I know immediately people are like, well, they don't, you know, they want to be able to have practices without people there, so they're not giving away stuff. And there's plenty of time for that, Danny. There's other teams that have more. And do you think that those teams are worse because they have fans at the practices? Absolutely not. There are ways that you can go about this. And it's not as if they're on July 27th putting in the most complex play you've ever seen that's going to somehow win them a game against Dallas in week 15. That's not what's happening. So I don't love this. I don't. I understand the reasoning, and I get why, but I think it should be going the other way where you should be finding ways. And once the preseason games start and you're getting closer to the end, maybe it's a little bit different. You close up shop, but at the beginning of training camp, come let the fans interact and see that, have that personal connection with the team that you're not able to have otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, some of my favorite memories are, as a kid, going with my dad he took a day off and we'd go do it. Or when I'm in my 20s, I could take a day off and do it myself. And I'm sitting there like staring at LeVar Arrington being like, oh my God, like this is incredible. I saw you jump over the line of scrimmage, and there's Champ Bailey who played, you know, both ways at Georgia. Oh my God. Oh my God. Those are incredible things. And that's worth a lot of that devotion. So I want you, Washington, to be among the league leaders just by quick Google search. Cincinnati's got 8 open practices to the public. New Orleans has 9. There you go. Be among those. Be among those. Do too much and then go, you know what? We don't need 9. We can get by with 7. And again, I understand you're trying to incentivize season tickets. I know where the business is. I have my head eyes wide open here. If you want to say we're going to do 5 plus the season ticket thing, so for people that are doing what we'd like them to do, customer behavior-wise, you can have as many as 8. Okay. I understand that. But to me, down there at 3, I think is a missed opportunity. I think this is a self-own, an own goal, whatever the you hip kids say on the interwebs when you're talking to each other and your TikToks. That's what this is to me. This is an area where I fundamentally disagree with them. Is it a huge deal? I don't know if it's a huge deal, but it's a deal to me. Because like this is one of those, you guys in with the ownership group, if you can hear me, you probably can't, but if you can, you're obviously so smart. You're obviously so with it. You obviously are doing right by people on a daily basis, and it oozes out of the organization. I happen to know a couple of folks that aren't in football ops that work in the org, and they're like, it's like you want to go to work. People are happy. You guys are doing that, and you're doing an amazing job, and we are forever indebted to you for ridding us of that tyrant and being stable, competent, smart, friendly, well-meaning ownership, right? Even if that means that you guys are looking to make money. We're all adults. We can figure that out. We get that, right? This, to me, is a miss. This, to me, is an easily fixable miss. It's going to require a lot of effort from people. But it's just not their paradigm right now. Again, I don't know who to blame, but this needs to be one of those times. If the football ops folks, and I know winning is the priority, and a lot of people roll their eyes and be like, you won't care when they win. To a degree, this is one of those things, to your point. If you're worried about, you know, intel leaking out, if you're worried about somebody capturing something, tweeting something, whatever, then take a step. Then move towards certain things. You can decide those 4 or 5 days that are open to the public, that's not install time. We're going to do the install at the afternoon walkthrough when nobody's around, right? We're going to make sure there's no drones, make sure nobody's got a cell phone, nobody's got any kind of those little old flips that used to be video cameras that people were using for a while that now have kind of gone out of style. I have one, but it doesn't charge anymore, and it's a bummer because I actually really liked the video quality on it. It was super easy. It just plugged into USB mm-hmm. to your computer. You could upload footage in like a matter of minutes, and now like it won't charge anymore. It's like I'm not going to get it fixed because what's the point of that? Because nobody uses them. You got a cell phone. Point of the dude's story is you can keep your secrets and still have more of these things. It just requires planning and effort, and I think it's a miss. And, you know, is it enough to change my opinion of ownership? No. Is it enough to say these guys aren't doing a good job? Not at all. Is it enough to turn on Dan Quinn or whoever? Of course not. But it's one of those things where I can't let you not do something because it might be a little bit harder or because it might not be your proclivity. This is fan service. And I think that's something that needs to be always at the forefront, always at your core.
I didn't realize how cool it was, Danny, because I didn't grow up going to training camps. The first one I went to was, I think, 2 or 3 years ago when one of the first times I went covering training camp, and I went to one of the days as a fan with my buddy, and it was so eye-opening. Like 2 years ago was the first time I went down to spring training, and seeing those sorts of environments is just so different. So if you're a fan and you've never been, you don't even have as much of an opportunity to go. And if you're a fan and you've gone, I'm sure you have the same connection that we talked about mm-hmm. where it's just a totally different experience. No, you're not watching real football, quote unquote, but it's your guys. It's the guys that you root for. It's the guys that you care about. And it just makes them feel more personable to you. And one of the things that I think is really cool that they're doing this year is they're going to have the Ravens in town for joint practices.
Yes.
That's going to be on August 21st, it looks like, according to the Ravens website. That isn't open. And I can understand that one to an extent. That's later on and all that stuff. But still, like those sorts of opportunities to see Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels on the field together. Danny, I got tickets to go watch that game last year. I had to buy them before the season because me and my buddies, I had some Ravens fans. We were going out to Baltimore to watch the game together. That was like the most sought after ticket to that point in the NFL season. Lamar versus Jaden. You could watch that. And those two guys yeah. on the same football field for free, just chilling out in Ashburn, sitting in some bleachers, but it's not open. That's just easy stuff that I think you're missing a little bit. And it's not like people aren't going to be fans because of this. It's not like they're not going to buy jerseys because of this. It's just an easy win to make it a little bit more personable to me. Maybe they don't care about that. Maybe they don't. But I think it's a little bit of a miss here for this. And generally, they've hit home runs with everything, but I think this one's a little bit of a miss.
Yeah, Denver's got 13 open practices. You know, I don't know, man. I just, if you're middle of the pack, I wouldn't think twice about it. Like, that's among the fewest in the NFL. Are you okay with that? 800-636-1067. I think we can dispense with the, do you like the Harris ownership group or not? Right? I think everybody's on board. Yes, right? We're good. The balance sheet is so overwhelmingly positive. The team is overwhelmingly going in the right direction. Adam Peters is overwhelmingly popular. Dan Quinn also, correctly so. This is not to say, like, I'm angry, fire somebody, or I'm angry, someone's got to be punished for this. No. This is just couldn't you do a little bit better here? Couldn't you do better by your fans here? And I think it's so close. I think if they had five open to the public plus the three mm-hmm. season ticket ones, I wouldn't bat an eye. I'd go, yeah, I could use another date or two, but whatever. But when you start going around the league, and I literally just Googled it for 2 seconds, and I just found a couple that I know have a lot more, and I'm like, maybe you could have gotten away with it in the 80s when you're a juggernaut, and if you don't go to the NFC title game, fans went, that's fine, we're going next year, and you did. We need to win some people back, man. The name changed. Well, we're fighting an uphill climb, you know?
And that's an interesting point, too, in that I grew up in a time frame when none of my friends were fans of this team. Redskins, football team, yeah. Commanders. Nobody was fans of this team. So you could get people my age and younger to come be back fans of this team that live in the area that maybe you're just football fans. Because, by the way, that's something that is happening now that I think is crazy. You see it from time to time because people just care about fantasy football more and other things. Is they don't necessarily have a team as much as they just love a kind of NBA style fandom where they love players and you could get people on board just by doing these sorts of things. And I don't know. I mean, Jill says in the comments here on YouTube that they were lucky to get tickets. This is the hardest training camp to get tickets this year. I don't like that.
Yeah, me neither.
Right? I just don't like that. And maybe they don't care. I wouldn't say that they don't. They've just done so well in everything else. It's just a little bit odd when so much of the stuff you would look at and say, that is positive for the fans, that is positive, they've done great. This is the one thing that I'd look at and say, I don't know if you're doing the best thing for the fans in this instance.
I think it's that simple. 800-636-1067. So we've all got our minimum baseline here, right, where the ownership group is good. Adam Peters, good. Dan Quinn, good. Jaden Daniels, special and wonderful. You don't have to qualify it when you call us, okay? We all know that, and if you don't feel that way, I guess you could share that too. But on this specific thing, are they missing the boat? Is this a swing and a miss? 800-636-1067 is the phone number. 800-636-1067. Are you bummed that there are three dates for non-season ticket holders? This shouldn't be the kind of thing where somebody wants to go and can't. Life happens. I'm sure we'll get like the fan tough guy that says one of a couple things. I don't care about any of this. I just want them to win on Sunday. You're allowed to think that's fine. For a lot of us, it's a great touch point to build fandom with the team. Others will say you got to drop everything and go on one of those days. Okay, I suppose. But again, so someone with kids, like it, I don't. My schedule's not my own anymore. You know, I'm doing the best I can. So to me, it should like you should not have a circumstance where somebody would want to go, would try to go and can't. Like, yeah. That to me is inexcusable for a team in their position.
It's so expensive to go to a game.
Yeah.
It's one thing to come to a Nats game and you could maybe ride the Metro down here and then you could get tickets for probably $15. And if you just want to be careful and not eat a lot, maybe you spend $10, $15 on food. A day like today, I think they're doing $5 hot dogs and drinks and stuff. So you could come down here and make it a semi-affordable day. You can't do that at a Commanders game. You're spending $60, $70 on parking. If you want to take the Metro, you're walking a mile in and a mile back, and your cheapest ticket you're finding is well over $100 unless you're going to a preseason game. So it's just a big miss to me because some people aren't going to be able to get over to Landover to watch a game. This could be their opportunity to see the team, and they're not going to be able to because there's so few dates.
800-636-1067. Only three real true open practices for Washington this season. For you to go at the Ashburn and get yourself some tickets and line up and watch the football team and get that access that you can only get in a preseason type environment. You okay with that? Is this a swing and a miss for an ownership group that we really like? 800-636-1067. Toby in for Grant. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Adam Sandler tickets, 32 minutes from right now on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Tobias Funke in for the ill GP. Wishing him well. Hope he gets better. Speedy recovery, my friend. We'll see you back here when you are able. Topic of the moment, 800-636-1067. Again, I don't have dates. I don't have the number for every team, Topes, okay? But the number of you don't have to be special. You don't have to be part of the partial plan, the season ticket alpha plan, or this four-game game pack, or a member of the super community rewards points team. None of that crap. If you want to go, you can go. The open practices for the Local 53, only three of them this year for Washington. I think they did something similar last year. I was trying to find the number. Mm-hmm. I think it was either three or four. But frankly to me, that's not good enough. You just took a quick search. Reveals that Cincinnati is offering 8 open practices. No strings attached. You want to go, you can go. 9 for the New Orleans Saints. 13 for the Denver Broncos. If there were a few more, I wouldn't bat an eye. The fact that it's a third or a fourth of some of these teams gives me pause, and I find it a little bit frustrating. 800-636-1067. Swing and a miss here? Miss the boat? What do you make of this? Let's go to line one, Rod in D.C. What's going on, my friend?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, buddy.
This is a swing and a miss the boat. We are losing off the field. Like, I don't like it. And training camp is so personal. It's like your players, your team in your backyard. Like, you're breathing the same air as your players, your team. Like Toby said, like, somebody gets a high five 30 feet away from you, bro. It feels like you got that high five. I don't like it. After one good season, it feels like they've gone Hollywood. Even families, right, with children, training camp is for children, right? And when we, the adults, go out to training camp, we feel like a child again. I don't like this. After one good season, this is how you do us. I'm not a fan of it at all. Like, I think that the season ticket holders should have, like, a special access, right, in the training camp, but everybody should be able to attend.
Appreciate you, Rod. Thanks for making that phone call. 800-636-1067. And I want to be very clear about something. I'm not against giving season ticket holders something special. So remember back in the day, I know this was under that little Torps ownership, but there were people, I can't remember what it was called, but there was this like one like special access roped off area for fans. I got to go in once because my friend at the time was working for WashingtonPost.com and was able to get us some of these passes to this little special zone. So you had a different view of where the players were coming out, and they would stop and say hi to you first. And that was kind of neat. And if you want to do something like that, I'm all in favor. You want to give a couple exclusive dates to the season ticket holders, totally fine. Again, you're trying to cultivate value for that as part of your business. That is very reasonable to me. What's not is the common folk, the regular rank and file, who, even if I wanted to do a season ticket program, it would be foolish for me to try to do that. A, the cost, I think, would be prohibitive for a lot of fans, myself included. But B, like the number of kids' activities and things, and just make it that it's not feasible for me right now. Maybe one day it will be. They get a new stadium and everything works out. But this, if my kids were into it, this would be the best way, the coolest thing that they would get to do. And if there's a chance, if I wanted to do it this year, I couldn't because of the limit access. I think that's a bummer.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, it's not like, to their credit, they kind of did this last year too, so it's not as if one winning season they decided to all of a sudden close up shop.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
So I do want to point that out, but still, not enough. Not enough. If I'm looking at this correctly, Danny, last year they had 5 dates open and then maybe an extra one for season ticket holders. So about the same, quote unquote, 6, mm-hmm. 3-3 this year, 5-1 last year. I'm not exactly sure the number, but there were more open last year. It just feels like a miss, an unnecessary miss. You're not, it doesn't hurt at all. It doesn't do any, I don't know what else they actually have to do. I mean, they're going to have stands set up for those days.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to tear them down after. I don't know. It just feels like an unnecessary miss to not have an opportunity for people to go when it's so expensive to go to a game. It's probably, it's the most expensive in town, right? Like, there's no question. Capitals tickets can be expensive, but you can easily get there for the Metro. Mm-hmm. Nationals tickets are affordable because there's so many home dates generally, and you can find parking. Commanders games, you're parking at the stadium and spending minimum like 50, 60 bucks, if not more. And then you're spending 100 plus on tickets. It's the most expensive game in town because there's so few of them. And now the team is good. This is an opportunity for people that aren't willing to spend $200-$400 on an outing to go see the team. And now, because there's so few, there's going to be plenty of those people that were going to try to get tickets and now can't just because of the sheer number of practices. And that, to me, is unacceptable.
Let's go to line two. Dan in Burke. Only 3 open dates for going to practice here for Local 53. What do you make of it?
Gentlemen, hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I went last year, and I think one of the unintended consequences that's going to happen is if you limit the number and you expect large crowds, last year those crowds were so big that it really was not an enjoyable experience, and it's going to be even more so this year with the limited number.
Interesting.
But I wonder how many teams – I'm old enough that I went to Carlisle.
Same.
And I've been to Richmond. I never went to Frostburg. But that was a different experience. I wonder how many teams still go to a remote site for training camp. Because to me, there's something about them being isolated together that's sort of a bonding experience that doesn't happen when you practice at your home facility.
Yeah.
And I'll let you guys talk about that.
No, appreciate you, Dan. Good call. I think now, by the way, it's the overwhelming majority of teams that practice at their facility.
Yes.
I think the last count I had, I think it was 24 out of 32. That number could be wrong, but it's the majority do it. And everything you just said, I agree with, but it's not the modern paradigm because you're not doing, you know, 6 a.m. pre-dawn wake ups with a bullhorn and doing up downs and, you know, hitting each other till you puke. It's now more thoughtful because these guys come in shape. Whereas this is your chance to sweat out all the beer of the off season and, you know, get yourself in football shape. These guys aren't in football shape yet, but they're in peak physical condition coming in. So it's kind of a different process. You're not doing the full-on two-a-days where you can't even see straight by the end of the first week. It's hardcore morning workout, maybe for 90 minutes, afternoon walkthrough, a lot of ice baths, and a lot of care and maintenance. We've gotten smarter about the training. So I don't think it's necessarily because they're not going away. I just think this is not a priority for them, right? That's the only way to interpret that for me.
But I think Dan Quinn wants to go away. They had them staying at the Lansdowne Resort last year, so they were all together, and maybe they just weren't able to figure out an exact place, or maybe he just wants the community aspect of it where they're all together, but they can still stay at the facility. I'm not sure, but, I mean, the Cowboys still go away, and they don't even go anywhere close. They go out to California,
yeah.
Which they've done for years. So, I don't know. I think it would be easier maybe if they did go away somewhere, because I do wonder – if the way that the facility is set up, if that plays into it. You've been over there. I mean, it's not exactly the easiest place to get in and out, and you're making sure people aren't going where they shouldn't, and it's not necessarily the easiest in-and-out sort of place. But I don't know. It just feels like something that his point I thought was great, too, where when you limit the number, everybody that can is going to be there, and it makes it so that there's so many people there that you don't ever have an opportunity to have that closer interaction. Mm-hmm. You don't ever have an opportunity to get close to see the actual football when they're practicing. You kind of just feel distant, even though you're there. So it's a cool experience, no doubt. But when you have so few dates, those so few dates become so packed that if you don't get there an hour or two before the gates open and you're one of the first people in, you don't get a prime spot. And then suddenly it's not as good of experience as it would have been if you're not packing out just three dates, instead spread that over 6-7 dates.
800-636-1067. Let's go to line four, Jill in Fredericksburg. Only three open dates for Washington fans. What do you make of it?
It's a miss, guys. It is a miss. As someone who's attended several training camps with my kids, you know, I'm very disappointed. I come from Fredericksburg, Virginia, so it's a nice little trek for us to get up there. I normally, it's been a tradition. I take my son, my daughter, and, you know, my godsons. And this year, there was only, what, July 27th? There was like a Tuesday date and August 2nd. As a parent, you have two dates, July 27th or the August date. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I think one was a Sunday and then the other one was a Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was just very disappointed because I went in there. I saw the announcement through Instagram and I was just like, wait a minute, I didn't get my email. And then I went to my email and I saw the email. I said, oh, okay. And I've been stalking my email waiting, because I just knew, I said to my son, you know, he's older now, but, you know, it's just a tradition. We love doing it. And I just said, I told him, I said, you know what? You know, everybody's watching the team. Everybody's hyped. So everyone's going to try to get tickets. But I never in my wildest dreams would have thought that it would have been this difficult. I normally can get 5 to 6 tickets. I was able to get one ticket for myself. And my son was able to get one ticket for himself in a parking pass.
All right. So I'm glad you got in, Joe. So there's a happy ending at least that you get to go. But and I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. I'm looking at it now. I mean, let's say you're just a regular person living their life and you're not glued to it. You don't get the email or whatever that Jill was talking about. If you just get to it now, you had a full day of work. You're in meetings all day. You find out now, oh, the training camp dates are announced. Let me go look. Sold out, sold out, sold out for the one open to the public.
Yeah, I texted my cousin immediately because I knew he wanted to get tickets for him and his son to go at some point. And this was tweeted out, Danny, at 11:02 a.m. today. And the tickets are already sold out for all the ones open to the public. So if you would have not been on your phone for a regular work day and you're getting off at 5:30 and you're leaving the office like, oh, tickets are out. Let me get some. You can't get any. That's the problem. That's what they're missing here. Is it creates such a ridiculous demand on just a couple of days that the people that just happen to miss out. You took a nap today. What, you were on the golf course. You came home. You took a nap. You're getting ready for dinner. Whatever. But you missed out on being able to go to training camp? To me, that's unacceptable. Can't happen.
800-636-1067. Let's go to line five, Matt in D.C. Matt, what's up, man?
Good afternoon, gents.
Hey, bro.
So a couple things. First, like the sheer logistics or whatever of the amount of practices and this, that, or the other. I'm unclear on that. Like, the assumption that they're doing something wrong. Sort of like their motivation, but I would say if that is their motivation to not do something wrong, but to just focus on selling, I mean, it's hard to begrudge these guys for wanting to strike while the iron's hot. I mean, goodness gracious, they just spent $6 billion on the team and is offering to do another $3 billion for the stadium. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you, dude. Thanks for making the call. No, I got you breaking up there for a second. Yeah. I don't get this. No argument makes sense to me on this front. In other words, if you're like, well, we can't accommodate that volume of people. Well, you've got a swell of people on those three dates.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not a volume thing. Maybe it's too much work to add two of these dates or something to it. I just don't buy anything, to be honest with you. Now, maybe somebody really smart could get word to me and I could get the word out for you. This just looks like you don't want to do it. You're not interested in doing it. People are clearly interested. Like, I'm getting tweets. I'm at Fun to Danny. Toby's at Toby_Altizer. A couple guys are like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I'm not that excited to go stand out in the heat. You don't have to. I'm not telling you you do.
Yeah.
My point is, you clearly have some demand. You clearly have people that are excited, and you're limiting their excitement. I don't know, man. It just seems like kind of a bummer to me. Like, this is an easily fixable, improvable thing, where if you added two or three more dates, because you're already doing three, where it's open to the public, I think that would be such a smash hit home run. And maybe that's what they're waiting for. And if so, I'll say mea culpa, and that's a great job to do that if they're waiting to add another date or two. But this just seems like such an unnecessarily tightening of a thing where you're making something that everybody's happy about, that it's excited about. You're not giving them access to that team, and it seems like an unforced error.
Yeah, and it's just crazy to me if the reasoning is then football reason, saying, hey, we got to install stuff, we got to do all this stuff and make sure we're getting ready for the season. You've got probably 30 or 40 guys on your roster then that won't be there by the beginning of the season. So, yeah, you're going to put some of the stuff in, but you're not getting into the nitty-gritty for getting ready for week one then. So it's not as if you need to be secretive, and there are already you can't record plays, and they try to enforce it and different stuff, but it's not as if you're going to run some crazy route that no one's ever seen before in those practices, because you understand people are there. So, yeah, I just think they're missing the point here, which is you've got a fan base who is coming back. A lot of people are coming back, and you got an opportunity.
Excitement, genuine excitement.
Yeah, and not to say that that's even going to disappear, but feels like a missed opportunity to have more open practices.
It's time to spin the wheel of the Local 53. Again, we're going to take a wheel and spin it. What player are we talking about? We don't know. We're doing this in advance of training camp, of which you can only see three practices. Oh, thank you. Talking about the members of the Local 53, the Washington Foosball Boys. Who does it spin on? Plus, Adam Sandler tickets at 6. We'll get you a leadoff. Plenty more to come here. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
G&D on the Fan, Soaps in for GP, 11 minutes from right now. Adam Sandler tickets. Got to be listening to win. We'll give you the cue to call. Don't call now. Don't you dare call right now. You got to call then, right?
Then.
That's what we're talking about. Not now. Then to win those Adam Sandler tickets. Like we always do with this time, we're going to spin the wheel. The command, I almost called it the thing with the C word. Excuse me. I would never say that on purpose. The Local 53 wheel. We spin it and talk about that player. We don't know who it's going to land on. Darius has prepared highlight packages. It's randomized. The whole thing is very sophisticated behind the scenes. It's time to spin the wheel.
With the 67th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Brandon Coleman, tackle, TCU.
Yeah, Brandon, I think, will come in and compete, you know, just like everybody else. And we certainly think he has what it takes to be a tackle in this league. And he's got the feet, he's got the speed, he's got the strength, and he's got the intelligence. So, and he's got the right mindset. And so he'll come in and compete just like everybody else.
We're going to move him inside to guard. And he had experience at both TCU playing inside and outside. We're going to keep him on the left side, screens and getting out and downfield. And when you create space on defense like we do with our offense and no huddle and spread it out, like the lineman who can get to the second level and get on people and stay on people, Brandon Coleman can do that.
Brandon Coleman, kind of a forgotten man this coming season, Tobes. So he didn't make any top 10 lists last year as a rookie, right, for a guy that was adjusting to life at left tackle. And the team had an opportunity to really shoot the moon and go get somebody pretty special at left tackle, Laremy Tunsil. I make that move 100 times out of 100, regardless of how well Brandon Coleman played. Coleman might, if he had stayed a tackle, turned into a pretty good one. I know I've got a really good one now, and presumably you're upgrading multiple spots just by now kicking Coleman somewhere else on the line, whether it was going to be right tackle before they drafted Connerly, right guard while we figure out what Sam Cosby's injury situation is, left guard, now we know he's going to play left guard, but you're upgrading multiple spots by one move.
Yeah, I think he's actually going to be a really, really good guard. And I think to your point, he was okay at tackle last year. He kind of had the rookie season, non-first-round rookie season at tackle, where he was serviceable, but he wasn't special. But he did the job. And if you would have gone into this season with him again at left tackle, I think you could have expected some improvement. But I don't know. Does he ever get to be a plus left tackle? Probably not. If that's the case, you go get Laremy Tunsil. And now him moved inside the guard, I think you look across the offensive line now when Cosme's back and Tunsil's a plus. I think Coleman at guard is going to be a plus. I think Biotis is a plus. Cosme obviously is a plus. And then I think Josh Connerly, as he grows into his position, grows into playing at the NFL level, I think he's going to be a plus. And so Coleman going from a, okay, serviceable to plus is totally fine. And this isn't the case of years previous where you're looking at a tackle moved into guard and you just ultimately want a really, really good player there. But he was drafted in the third round. So you think of like a Brandon Scherff. When Brandon Scherff was drafted and was immediately moved into guard, when you draft him that high, is that great value? Maybe not, even though he's a really, really good lineman. You know, we can have that discussion. But there's no discussion, Danny. If you get a third-rounder offensive lineman, wherever they are, and they can be helpful across your offensive line at any spot, whether it's what you drafted them as or not, that's awesome. And so I think him being able to step inside and potentially be a plus offensive guard there, and I think he's going to be good in the run game inside, I love that.
I do too. And to me, I was critical of this front office last year around this time. I went, you got Jaden Daniels. I can't believe you're not doing more on the offensive line. I understand you think you can get by. I don't want to get by. I want that group to be outstanding. And they weren't, even by design last year. I think they were going to get away with it. They're going to be fine. Whether they thought they couldn't acquire a franchise left tackle, which is reasonable, by the way, because the free agent crop was minuscule and picked over. And, you know, I don't know how many trades were available. I don't know what was available. But my view was, I just can't believe this is what they're going with offensive line-wise. They drafted Coleman. Turns into a success relatively as a rookie, holds his own. Half the league thought he was a guard. Turns out maybe they're right, right? He's going to play guard this year. He's going to start on the left side. So I was critical of them. I think they saw after this past year kind of maybe what a lot of us did and said, yeah, we can't have a superstar everywhere. We can build this group, though, and get a relative advantage. We couldn't run the football in the second half of the season. We need to make sure that we get some of these good defenses. Daniels is more protected. He missed some time and wasn't the same guy for a month because of this cracked rib, this injury that he suffered, not because of a hit in the backfield, but he's going to hit the backfield too. It's part of the job description of being quarterback. We've got to do better here. And so they did. You've upgraded now three spots again this offseason. And if and when Sam Cosmi returns, hopefully he's at full strength, tough to count on coming off that injury that late in the season. You've now turned this group on paper pretty damn good, right? According to PFF, again, not gospel. You've got the eighth best tackle heading into this season of Laremy Tunsil, right? That's a plus. Connerly, the staff was in love with. I mean, it was the draft day manifesto or the little letter or the post-it note rather from Cliff Kingsbury. You know, Connerly, no matter or the left tackle from Iowa, or not Iowa, Oregon, no matter what, right?
Yeah,
and it ends up happening. So you got some offensive versatility there. You're dynamic. You've improved a little bit in that regard. I think Coleman is in for a solid year. Do you think he's going to be excellent, pretty good, fine, or below average or some kind of failing grade?
I would say pretty good. I don't know that he's Pro Bowl level in his first year at left guard, but I think he's going to be someone that I don't want to say knocking on the door, but he's not going to be a negative. We're going to spend more time talking about other guys than Brandon Coleman this year, which is basically a positive for an offensive lineman. We're not going to be talking about him turning guys free in the passing game. I think we are going to talk about him positively in the run game. And so I think in general, when people talk about Brandon Coleman at the end of this season, they're going to talk about him in a pretty good light. And I just, the way that they were able to improve this offensive line this offseason, Danny, this is probably the best offensive line they've had since Trent was here, right? And that's because you had that stud left tackle, and you've got pluses across the entire offensive line. And you got to give credit to Adam Peters, because when we went into this offseason, we watched the Super Bowl, and we watched Kansas City get absolutely manhandled up front by a team that's in your division with the Philadelphia Eagles. And so coming out of the Super Bowl, we all said, you got to beef up that offensive line. That's the number one priority. And we kind of lost track of that, but they beefed up the offensive line to a point that it's been a weakness of this team for years. Now it feels like it's a strength of this team, and you've also got the quarterback to go with it. That can be a special pairing and make up for other shortcomings on the offense.
A little bit more on Brandon Coleman, plus a Nats lineup. We will get you Nats leadoff, rather. We'll get that to you. And your chance to win Adam Sandler tickets. That's about 5 minutes away here on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.